the Australian stance on this is frankly puzzling. It's clearly essential that we need a coordinating body to be able to respond to what we know is going to happen based on the temperature change that's already locked in, which is that there will be some people who tragically are displaced from their homelands. Now, it is essential that there's an international body with a mandate to coordinate that, because fundamentally, it's not the fault of people who are displaced by climate change and that lose their homes and that this has occurred. And the best possible thing the world community can now do in the circumstances is ensure that people who must move are able to move in a timely, orderly, safe way and are treated with respect.
The idea of a climate change refugee is a concept that has been tested in court in New Zealand, where an individual from Kiribati tried to argue that he should be allowed to stay in New Zealand because he was exactly that, a climate change refugee. The court ruled against him. So does that therefore mean that the whole concept of what is a refugee needs to be looked at more broadly?
Well, look, I don't think it was any surprise that that case was unsuccessful, because the current definition around refugee, you'd have to work pretty hard to stretch that to include climate change, because the concept as we have it now revolves around fear of persecution. It's very clear that we need a new category, that we need a new way of thinking for people who are simply displaced by the physical consequences of climate change. Now, whether or not the concept of refugee is appropriate or not is another one. What really matters is that we just have a way of reacting to this situation in which migration can occur where it must, in circumstances where people are safe, where things are orderly, where people are treated with respect.
Now, there has already been some movement. For example, PNG's Carteret Islands put down as a result of climate change. But I suppose, overall, the sort of organised movement the Pacific Islands are talking about, it's not going to happen next week or next month or next year. It may be 10, 20, 30, 40 years down the track, which therefore makes you wonder why a country like Australia is averse to at least discussing the concept.
This is actually an opportunity for Australia and for other countries to engage in an act of cooperation in time with planning, so that we can at least say that this piece of adaptation is one of the great success stories of international cooperation. Now, that will never make it a good thing that people have lost their homes. That will always be a tragic thing. But let's respond to it in the best possible way that we can by acting in time to set up the infrastructure we need, to do the planning that we need. And let's also reflect that it is absolutely in Australia's national interest to be ahead of the game on this. It's both the right thing to do, but it's also the sensible thing to do.
Now, there are talks taking place in Bonn over the next few days, as I understand it, which are being seen as the last opportunity, really, to frame the documents that will be decided upon at the UN summit in Paris. Could this idea of this international body to coordinate population movement be put back on the agenda, do you think? At the moment, of course, it's not going to be involved in Paris.
I'm not across the detail of what's going on in Bonn, but there's always plenty of discretion left to people at those meetings to take things off and reintroduce things. But I think whether it happens this week or next week or in 6 months' time or next year, delay is simply silly, because we can see that we need this international body, or an existing international body, to be charged with this mandate, because the need is already there, is only going to become greater. So better that it happens now, that we get some coordinating body or existing body charged with this mandate. But putting it off is only ducking the inevitable, because it is necessary.